There's lots more news this morning coming through in relation to the international banking situation, and particularly a crisis raging out for Credit Suisse, the Swiss bank. It has had to turn to its central bank for support in an attempt to calm fears over its finances. In a statement overnight, Credit Suisse announced that it would take up to 50 billion Swiss francs, that's 50 billion Swiss francs, from the Swiss National Bank in what it called decisive action to strengthen its liquidity. It found itself in the eye of the storm in the banking sector yesterday. Shares tumbled 30% at one point after its largest shareholder said it could not add to its stake in the bank. They prompted talk with the Swiss National Bank and financial regulator, who declared last night that the Swiss National Bank would provide liquidity if necessary. This following on, of course, from Silicon Valley Bank and the situation with regards to that having to be taken over by regulators, and the story in America as to why this situation has happened with regards to that. Now, Leo Varadkar has been asked about this, of course, in America, where he is at the moment. The Irish banks are stable, says the Taoiseach. And he does not envisage another banking crisis. That's what Leo Varadkar has had to say when he's asked about this particular issue and this particular problem with regards to it. We're certainly managing and we are monitoring the situation very closely, but we're not concerned about the stability or health of any of our banks. There are a number of large tech companies that are affected by what's happening here in the US. We're monitoring that extremely closely. And that's what he was saying with regards to that. It brought back bad memories. When was the last time you remember a leader of a country talking about the stability of the banks and banks being an issue like they have been this week? I'll tell you when. October 2008. This is a clip of the then financial regulator speaking on primetime with Mark Little about the strength of Irish banks in the face of the crisis.
Talking about 5, 10, 15, 20 billion in bad loans?
You can't speculate about that.
So how can you say the banking system is sound if you don't know the level of bad loans?
The important thing is that difficulties emerge in a loan portfolio in the normal course of the life of that loan portfolio.
Just quantify for me the difficulties.
That's what day-to-day regulation is all about. That is our day job. Our day job is about...
The taxpayer now has a potential liability. I'm asking you now about the solvency of the banks.
Yes.
What is the estimate, your estimate, of bad loans for the banks going forward?
You could not speculate on that.
So how can you say the banks are financially sound?
The important thing is that risks emerge over the lifetime of the loan portfolio. And it is important that there is adequate capital there to absorb those risks. And by any estimate, the Irish banks are so well capitalised compared to any banks anywhere across Europe that I am confident that they can absorb any loans or any impairments that emerge in the ordinary course of business over the foreseeable future.
Let me take you back to...
There you go. That is a little bit of that interview. Will we ever forget it? October 2008, the Irish banks are very well capitalised, very well able to deal with any shocks on the international market. So there you go. That was the word from the regulator at the time. No, look, things are dramatically different this time around. Dan O'Brien has a good thread on Twitter, actually, chief economist at the Institute of International and European Affairs, saying, comparing it to 2008, he says, look, the key components of the balance sheet below, he shows a clip of the balance sheet. The biggest difference in 2008 is lending to companies. Back then, it wasn't 100 billion, it was 170 billion in loans were outstanding. When you think of it, 170 billion, mostly properly related, that market that was crumbling. So many of these turned bad that they brought the system down. Now the Irish banks have loans to businesses outstanding of just 32 billion, which is far less than the cash companies have sitting on deposit with the banks. So banks have gone from lending too much to the property sector to arguably lending too little. Now the upside is that they've massively de-risked their loan books. De-risking has also happened via mortgage lending, which is way down on 2008, so that 95%, 100% mortgages, 110% mortgages are long gone, and the mortgage lending is way down on 2008, despite a much bigger population and economy. And on the liability side, banks have much more deposits, he said. They funded a property bubble with the now infamous bank bonds. Exposure today is a fraction of what it was in 2008. So Dan O'Brien says, look, overall, a major global financial crisis, which this isn't yet, will negatively impact Ireland as much as anywhere else, but it's very unlikely to trigger the sort of domestic banking crash that happened in 2008. So there you go. If you have a view on that situation or you're watching it closely, get in touch with us on the show on 066 712 3666. You can text and WhatsApp us on 083 300 3300.